Nein. Devaya.
X8, right?
No.
7. Yeah, you can do 7, yeah, can you? No.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
You're busy.
I got it.
Huh?
I just said, I got it.
But,
no,
the other thing you don't have.
And that answers later.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Rasatala. How do you say it? Rasatala katam mahim.
Rasatala katam mahim.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Yagyesha shokaram vaku.
Yagyesha shokaram vaku.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Rasatala katam mahim.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Yagyesha shokaram vaku.
Yagyesha shokaram vaku.
So there's still a little dash over the A. How do you pronounce it differently than a normal A?
Ah.
Upadatta.
Upadatta.
Okay, go ahead.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Udharishyam upadatta.
Udharishyam upadatta.
Yagyesha sokaram vapu.
Yagyesha sokaram vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Yagnesya saukaram vapu.
Yagnesya saukaram vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Rasatala gatam mahim. Udarishyam upadatta.
Yagyesha shokaram
vapu.
You feeling better?
Dvitiyam.
The second.
Tu.
Bhavaya.
Bhavaya.
For the welfare.
Asya.
Of this earth.
Rasatala.
Of the lowest region.
Gatam.
Having gone.
Mahim.
The earth.
Udarishyam.
Lifting.
Upadatta.
Established.
Yagyesha.
The proprietor or the supreme enjoyer.
Shokaram.
Hoggish.
Hoggish.
Vapu.
Incarnation.
Translation. And
the
supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe responsibly. The supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices
accepted the incarnation of a boar,
and for the welfare of the earth.
He lifted the earth.
From the nether regions of the universe.
The indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of the Pluto's region of filthy matter. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar, and the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the Asuras, who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the personality of Godhead, and although he played the part of the boar, by the devotees he is worshipped, staying always in constant yes.
So I have a question about this purport. Who's going to answer? Who's the authority here? No, I don't understand Prabhupada's point here, is that for each and every incarnation of the personality, a particular function is also extra dimension. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extra. They are impossible for any living being to perform. But this is the second incarnation. The first incarnation is a living being. Before Kumara.
But is there impossible for any living being to perform?
It's impossible for any living being. In other words, jiva. That's the Nibishita. Only jiva could lift that feet. But then, the first incarnation is jiva, before Kumara. If we're going to go by counting, first of all, in the immediate creation, there were the four unmarried sinners. So that's the first. The one before that doesn't. And this is the second. And then the third, you see? Number eight is the third. Text eight. And he's also a living entity. Or the word, he's a jiva.
But isn't it referring to the activity here rather than living beings? The impossible for any living being to perform. That's why they are empowered living beings.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we know for sure that the Boar incarnation is not jiva. What's his other name?
Varaha.
Varaha, yes, thank you. Varaha. So, the history was that the four Kumaras were cursed. I cursed the two gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya. Jaya and Vijaya were outside of Vaikuntha. They were the guards just outside. They didn't allow them to come in. Although they were completely sinless, and they were attracted, or they were desired to come in. So they should have been allowed to come in, but they were checked by the gatekeepers. And then the Kumara became angry. How can you check us? We have no improper motive. We're just coming. And because they were checked, then they cursed. Then the Lord came to settle the dispute between Jaya and Vijaya and the four Kumara. So he was smiling, the Lord was smiling, and he said to them that it's true, you are innocent, and your curse should not go in vain. So then he turned to John Vijay and he said, what is your desire? Would you like to go to the material world where seven verses devotees or three verses demons? So then they were thinking, oh, we'd rather go. As for three verses, we could come back quickly to our real position here in the spiritual world. So then they were. But of course, that's the question, you know, why not take seven verses of devotee? Because as a devotee, you're already in the spiritual world. And how do you answer that, Ashwan?
It is a time that matters. You think all the
people. But on the other side, we say, for the pure devotee, he's in the spiritual world, even if he's in the material world. But there's also a difference, right?
But again, so. Finally, Krishna desires to have those past senses.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like Leela. Okay, so then they were coming down, and that also interesting how Niti was the mother, and she was lusty. Kadamba was doing a ritual or something in the evening, and she approached him for sex life, and he said, no, this is not auspicious time. This is a bad time. The hobgoblins are moving in the evening. It's not a good time to sleep. Shouldn't sleep before sunset, you know, just before the bad time. It's not a good time to have sex life. But she was insisting, and so he agreed. And then after, he said, because you were lusty, then we had sex at inauspicious time. Therefore, there will be demons, but they will be killed by the Lord. Because she was very depressed when she heard that. But then when she saw them, but they'll attain perfection, they will be killed by the Lord, something. So then they came into the womb, or they were there, in the womb, and then they were so powerful that the whole universe was being disturbed by their influence, even within the womb. And then when they came out, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha was the eldest brother. Does that mean that he was the second one born? Or the first one born?
Hiranyaksha was the first one.
Hmm?
You said he said that.
Yeah.
He was born.
But there's some calculation that he was the first one conceived and the second one to come out because he was living in the womb. Yeah? So the Hiranyakashipu was born first, but Hiranyaksha was considered the elder one because that's my understanding. You can double check on that. So anyway, the two of them were there. They were very friendly, very deep, closeness between them. And they were marauding, just going, causing trouble. Like Hiranyaksha came to Varuna, and he fell at his feet. And he said, please, give me a benediction that I can fight you. And Varuna was older, he started to get angry, and then he, because he saw this guy, he's so powerful. So he was insulted. So like in that way, all the demigods were disturbed with them, these two brothers. And then, how did the earth get thrown into the nether regions?
Because of sinful activity?
Because?
Hiranyaksha had to build a shame.
Hiranyaksha was drilling holes in
the earth. Oh yeah, probably give the example of like they're taking oil out of the earth now and that it may fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay. And so then it went down. Hiranyaksha was the culprit. And so then Lord Ward came and from Brahma's nostril? How did he appear? The womb.
Mm-hmm. Varaha? His nostril is Brahma. His
nostril. From nostril.
Right. Then he expanded from it. And he went to pick up the earth. And then Hiranyaksha came to fight him. And then he set the earth aside for a minute, and he went up fighting with the club. They were fighting with the club. And then at one point, Hiranyaksha made him drop his club. And he picked it up, and then he killed him. And then when he was killed, of course, Hiranyakashipu became very angry to avenge his father when he heard the Vishnu killed him. But that's another story. So this is the second incarnation. Now, when Jayadeva writes the 10 incarnations, which is the first?
Minanta, Matsya, Matsya.
The fish.
Yeah.
But this is a little different. The fish is not mentioned in these list of incarnations here. Is it? No. The third is Narayana Muni.
Python, yeah.
doesn't mention. Okay, so it's a different verse. But the other list that Jayadev gives is more reasonable, because then Prabhupada explains. First the fish, then the tortoise, which is land and water. First the water, like evolution says, first we came from water. Then the amphibia, you know, water and land, like the tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
Then the boar on the earth, then gradually it was higher.
15 verses about Matsya. 15?
15 verses about Matsya.
Oh. Text 15.
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, what else? Well, maybe we could ask him about this question. When does the month start? On the first day? Like today is the Purnim. Is that the beginning of the month or the end of the month? We seem to calculate it as the last day of the month. And the first of it. Because of whether we should fast, you know, now we've been fasting from Urdal. The Kartik is finished.
So today will be that today we have to fast, but tomorrow it will be again.
Okay, that's what we kind of concluded. And like singing Dhamma Astaka.
Today will be the last.
Yeah. Okay. Think that's right? Can you open this a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Just open a little bit. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Here, the window.
Oh, window.
Right there. A little more. Okay. Now what other question we have? You may know. There's another question about. Or about Vyasadeva, is he Vishnu Tattva or?
You
brought me the clip. He in this Vyasadeva is Vishnu Tattva.
Yeah. He is Narayan himself, that's why it's called Dwap.
Krishna-dwap.
Krishna-dwap.
Yeah. Dwap means what? Either.
We'll
see how that.
It is Soma. Jiv Goswami Sandhasa. And then say like every other it's just a normal such a way sapta. But this is special.
And what about for Vrigupati, Parsaram? Is he generally Jiva or just this we don't know for sure?
That, like, in the Krishna book it just says that the first one is Vishnu Tattva, nothing else.
Okay, that also explains how he could kill his mother and brother without being any anxiety. That's a little much for a jiva to do. Although, if he could. I don't know. So we do the next verse. You can do the Sanskrit, text 8.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Va.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Va.
Devarshitvam Upechasa.
Devarshitvam Upechasa.
Tantram Satvatam Achasta.
Tantram Satvatam Achasta.
Naishkaryam Karmanam Yataha.
Naishkaryam Karmanam Yataha.
The third one. In the millennium of the Rishi, the personality of God had accepted the third empowered incarnation in the form of Devarsa Narada, who was a great sage among the demigods. He collected expositions of the Vedas which deal with devotional service and which inspire non-fruitive action. So, but he's a jiva. Everybody agrees with that? Maybe in this incarnation of Narada, he was Vishnu.
The great Rishi Narada, who is an empowered incarnation of the personality of Godhead, propagates devotional service all over the universe. All great devotees of the Lord all over the universe and in different planets and species of life are his disciples. Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is also one of his disciples. Narada is the author of Narada Pancharatra.
But I have a question. We know that Srila Vyasadeva became bewildered and Narada came and instructed him. How can Vishnu be bewildered? And had to take lesson from the Jiva. Because that's a whole fact, and that's a very important part. Prabhupada dwells on that. How Vyasadeva compiled all of them, but he hadn't compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, and so he was feeling despondent. And then Narada Muni came at that time. He said, no wonder you're despondent, because you haven't, the literature you've composed is not pure. And now you should do some, and he instructed him to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. So we to understand that Vyasadeva was God himself, but Narada took the role of, it could be because Narada also instructs Krishna.
Just to glorify you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Narada is the author of Narada Pancharatra, which is the exposition of the Vedas, particularly for the devotional service of the Lord. This Narada Pancharatra trains the karmis, or the fruitive workers, to achieve liberation from the bondage of fruitive work. The conditioned souls are mostly attracted by fruitive work because they want to enjoy life by the sweat of their own brow. The whole universe is full of fruitive workers in all species of life. The fruitive works include all kinds of economic development plans. But the laws of nature provide that every action has its resultant reaction, and the performer of the work is bound up by such reactions, good or bad. The reaction of good work is comparative material prosperity, whereas the reaction of bad work is comparative material distress. But material conditions, either in so-called happiness or in so-called distress, are all meant ultimately for distress only. Foolish materialists have no information of how to obtain eternal happiness in the unconditional state. Sri Narada informs these foolish fruitive workers how to realize the reality of happiness. He gives direction to the diseased men of the world how one's present engagement can lead one to the path of spiritual emancipation. The physician directs the patient to take treated milk in the form of curd for his sufferings from indigestion due to his taking another milk preparation. So the cause of the disease and the remedy of the disease may be the same, but it must be treated by an expert physician like Narada. The Bhagavad Gita also gives the same solution of serving the Lord by the fruit of one's labor. That will lead one to the path of Naishkarmya or liberation.
So, any comments?
Maharaj regarding Narada Muni, that Narada Muni, the personality is unique.
Personality?
It's a unique personality.
Unique.
Like other.
Every individual is unique.
No, like other, like Brahma, you know, these are like anybody, living entity can take these positions of Brahma.
Oh, it's not a post, in other words.
But yeah, like in Narada Muni, he's eternally there.
Yeah.
Only one.
And Vyasadeva?
Vyasadeva
is a post.
Is a post, yeah. Anybody can come and take.
Because he's the real incarnation. That's a good point, but it's true. How is Vyasadeva post? Indra is a post, I can understand, or Brahma. But Vyasadeva is a post? Vyasadeva's position? Because he's the compiling the Vedas. And that gets done
every time.
But what Narada does not get done every time?
That's what I have a question, like, does Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, they have their pastimes in every yuga?
What about Prabhupada? Will he come again in the next millennium and form ISKCON?
Well, let's say, like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes only once in a day of Brahma.
Whenever he comes, Prabhupada will also come?
I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
So Nard is a unique individual. That's your point. Then, then Prabhupada must also be. But you can say he has a position. He's the founder and heads of some position. Maybe next somebody else will be the founder.
And there's another devotee.
Do that work. Senapati Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya said, I will send my great general.
But again, how is it? They say like the pastimes are going on eternally, and like at the present time you will have in one of the material universes, let's say the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. So for that particular pastime, so Narada Muni goes there and instructs him everything. And then if you have a pastime,
yeah, Prabhupada is saying here, not only Dhruva, but all, so many people are Narada's disciples. All great devotees of the Lord, all over the universe and different planets and species of life are his disciples.
But what he says, right now there will be at some other universe, there will be other yugas? How is possible?
Other yugas?
No. It's Kali Yuga everywhere.
No.
Is it so? How can it work?
Kali Yuga in this universe.
Yeah, but in different material universe, you have Lord Krishna's pastime going on.
Yeah.
At a particular moment, Lord Krishna's pastime is going on in one of the material universes for sure, so it has to be Dwapara Yuga there.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable, that the Kali Yuga is going on in this universe, Brahma's universe, the four-headed Brahma universe. That includes demigods and everything within Brahma's universe. In another universe, like when Brahma came, he said, what other Brahmas? He didn't think there was any other Brahmas. Then there's so many Brahmas came, 100-head Brahmas, and so many other universes are there. So in those universes, why should it not necessarily be Kali Yuga? What else? I told you I was writing this letter to my one disciple who's attracted to Alanath, and they want, you know, he's thinking that ISKCON will become big and stiff, and the dynamic features, the guru, something like that. So what about that point, that he's making the point that the real life is the guru-disciple relationship. And that's being minimized at ISKCON because people can approach Prabhupada, or people can get their main life from Prabhupada, which seems to be happening, you know, within ISKCON in some places anyway. Just like Jivagata. You know, he's a 30-year devotee, or more. He joined the 79 business. Yeah, so almost 30 years. But we asked him, what are you singing samsara? What do you think about Satsarup or Prabhupada?
I think about Prabhupada.
He feels that that's his main link. You can't say, oh no, no, you have to just only think of Satsarup. Well, I gave this example, the boy who was initiated by Hari Kesha probably came to the dream. And so, you know, so that he feels that, well, Prabhupada is right. But his point is, I think there has to be like a dual system within ISKCON. That if somebody really feels that Prabhupada is my main link, then how can we legislate that away? But if somebody else feels, no, Radhanath is my main, I don't know Prabhupada, I only know Radhanath, and then that's also legitimate. What do you say? What say you?
But I think, Maharaj, in only rare cases this happens, like people directly get attraction to Prabhupada.
No, I don't think it's real. I think it's very common in this kind.
But in that case, people tend to I would say many of the Olympics, they say they are attracted to Prabhupada, but how much do they follow the instructions of Prabhupada?
Yes, yeah, so that's another thing. That's true.
Yeah, just like, I know one boy, he would come to Puna temple. He was like living out like a, come to chanting some, I don't know how many rounds he was chanting also, but he was not properly following the conduct of a devotee. He was saying, our technique.
No, but if they're really following Prabhupada, then you won't notice that, because Prabhupada said we should work within a society and so on. So, you know, there may be many, many, many covered rigpics within this kind of, you'll never know they are, because they have a formal guru, and they're going on everything, and they know that it's pleasing to Prabhupada to work within a society, and that they can't just claim, oh no, Prabhupada told me, no, they have to go, they have to talk to their guru, they have to talk to the GBC, they have to talk to the sannyasi. But really, in their heart of hearts, the real life is coming. They, from when they read Prabhupada's book, they feel that Prabhupada is there, or when they hear his lecture, or the...
That is okay.
So the dynamic thing, that's the point he was making. The real dynamic thing is guru-disciple. Then who is the real guru for that person?
But if he really loves Prabhupada, then by serving the guru, he
yeah,
will actually
still,
be serving Prabhupada.
That's okay. He does that. He does, but that's still a formality. But in our line, it's not a diksha line, it's a shiksha line. Gokusha, I mean, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was initiated formally by Deepan Bihari, Goswami. But where the real line was, he was getting shiksha from Jagannatha's Babaji, and so he felt that was the living line. In many cases like that in our Sampradaya. So, anyway, we can't legislate that. That's why I say it's coming more to that within ISKCON also. That the gurus recognize that from people, that their main link is Prabhupada. We can't legislate that away and say, no, no, you can't think of Prabhupada.
What?
You have to think of me.
This is something natural that cannot be artificial.
That's it. Doesn't have to be natural. Okay, that's the answer to my question. Shubhagatam ki.
Yeah.